Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. Torah Tov Reish Lamed Zayin, the last of the paragraphs of that year. The paragraph begins, Masha Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. We're focusing in on why Moshe asked for a unique punishment to be meted out, the likes of which we've never seen or heard of, not before, not since. There are umpteen ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring about punishment. We should be spared. There are so many different ways. Here, there's a specific goal, and we have to see, therefore, why the earth has some open swallow of Korah, alive, whole. Now, many people focus on, well, it's the idea of the mouth of, you know, because what is it that Korah did? Spoke. Ill of Moshe, Aaron, who's an Avera, perpetrated with the pen. And well, there's nothing as big as the mouth of the earth. Who knows how big that split wide open of the earth was, and into it fell Korah and Kohor. That makes a lot of sense. But the Moroccans also were chotim the pet. And they were punished the pet. The Moroccan social discusses what kind of a plague happened to their throats, their tongues, but that the earth should open, and that really, the way Moshe Rabbeinu says it, it's necessary for it to be something that never happened before. Vayomer Moshe, bezos, this will prove that it's not that I have come up with us, that I have decided, and that I have decided that Aaron should be Kohen Gadol. No, it's not me at all. How will I prove it? If these people die like others do, and their, you know, judgment and what happens to them in Pekidah will be like others, Hashem Shulchan. Then that proves I'm not the one sent by God. Why does it happen that they die in a completely different way from others? The Imbriya Yivra Hashem. In a whole new creation of what the earth is capable of and how a person Ufatisu Hadom Espia, and the earth will open its mouth, blow open and swallow them whole. Vidatim Kiniyatu Hashem. Then you know that will prove that they have rebelled in the Almighty. Wow. Nothing short of that. Let's see the stress that is inside. He quotes first from Rashi. That's the one Shabinian Zed, Sha'amar. In Rav, if there has never been preparation, kind of an event, and the earth has never been prepped, this kind of event, Yivra Hashem, then Hashem will create it now, and for the first time, it will happen. That's the redundant expression Rashi is addressing, Chazal are addressing, the Imbriya, Yivra Hashem. Imbriya, if it already exists in some way, let it take effect. Let it do its work. And if not, Yivra Hashem, let it create it now. Let it create it now, the way for them to die, these people in Korah, Dustin, that we don't want. So he like, Hayachal, L'Aisham, V'Aishin, Shinidru Kvar, the Mice of Rashid? Let alone, there's so many ways that a person can be punished. Babin or Sega or Rabin. And Kadosh Baruch Hu has no end to them, and no end to even creating something new. But why this? Do they have to go into the belly of the earth whole, swallowed up? And the point of going that way is mentioned in the pasuk that they go down chayim shaol, living while they're still alive, into the abyss. V'yesh lema apimash amru chachamenu zechreinim lebrachim. This is the medrash quoted here in the footnote. Number 18. The Korah. Should be careful for you. Ma ro'ol shtus ela ena hit to see correctly. But he saw. Ra'ol shal shal was gedayla emed that henenu. He saw that he's going to give rise to great and noble descendants. Shmuel. No less. Sheshakul ken Moshe v'Aaron. Like we say in Kavala Shabbos. Moshe v'Aaron v'chonev u'shmuel v'kari. As if Shmuel is on par with Moshe and Aaron. That's how important Shmuel HaNavi, how great Shmuel HaNavi. He saw that Shmuel HaNavi would be his descendant. Ruach Kachar, great, powerful person. And he was granted that understanding of how Shmuel would descend from him. So he says, in that case, Ezra v'Arba v'Shmuel HaNavi's Nibonai, or Mibnebono, so many and so many great Mishmeros Avim are going to descend from me. Shikulam is Nabim Baruch HaKadosh. They're going to be singing Shira, Heyman, Ha'ezrochi, the choice
Mishayrev of Dovid HaMelech in bringing up the Aram to return it to Yerushalayim. And then Armin in the Beit HaMikdash in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. My Engler! Look at my Engler!
So what's to prevent that from
it? Right. Must be that I'm right. It must be that I'm right, because if there's destruction ahead, and he, Moshe, threatens me, my sons, all of us, there will be no descent. They're all going to perish. So he says, obviously, they're going to live, because I know Baruch HaKadosh. Not only will they live, but they're going to be great people, singing the songs and playing the instruments, talking to Shvaruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash in the days of Shmuel HaNavi. Omar, Esher Hazdula Hazo, Azid Alamud Mimeni Vani Edom. This is supposed to come from me. I should be Veloy Ro, yeah. He didn't see correctly. If he Shabbat was to Tshuva, what he didn't anticipate was that his sons will go Tshuva. There will therefore be survivors who will descend from him. Moshe Hagara and Moshe. Now let's go back to Sasef. Vikash. We still have to ask about this explanation of Korach's misinterpretation of what it means that yes, he'll have some nobleness, very nobleness. Vikash. Halagam Mu Yoga. Terah also knew Shiachel and Bonavos. The Terah should have said, I might be very wrong. You know, they say there's an expression, I might be dead wrong, but some of my children, if they do tshuva, so that's why I'm wrong. The later generations will be righteous, and therefore they'll be Shmuel, and genetically descend from me. So, why didn't Korach? Okay, however, Yerubadai Haven Korach seems that Korach understood. Kilofi G'dulosan Shal B'nei Korach Achakach, because he and his would be so great, even to eventually proceed into Shmuel HaNavi. Im hoya nisha lahem hachet me'avi. If in the answer there was a chote, the likes of me, if I'm wrong, then tshuva ahin, tshuva aher, there's going to be a spiritual dross in my mind. You can't have a Shmuel HaNavi without absolute purity. Certainly can't have Shmuel HaNavi if one of his answers is cut at that. If he were to die a quote-unquote natural death, or a death like others, then there would remain the spiritual legacy of their ancestor, Korach. The point of this creation of a whole new way to go, literally, permanently, a whole new way to go. The whole point of it is that there be no spiritual residue of Korach remaining in those who might survive. Because if there would be residual matter of Korach's ruach in any of his descendants, they couldn't be. None of them could be a Shmuel. Because Shmuel HaNavi is on par with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Amram. Moshe Rabbeinu is Yocheved. God, Baby, Gakar. No likes of Korach in the mix. Once there is anything in that ancestry like a Korach, you can't have Shmuel. He sees that there will be Shmuel. The possibility that I'm wrong, very wrong in my accusation, but they'll be tshuva, and therefore they'll be tshuva. Because the case of, yes, you can have tzaddikim who make tremendous strides forward for the sake of Klal Yisrael in spite of their ancestors. Not, let's see it inside. In my initial lehem hachet me'avihem, shalota miderach ha'emes, if there would be anything left of the ancestry, if you would connect the dots from Torah to his sons to Shmuel HaNavi, and then from Haman, not going to explain why, and we should all take this to heart, and why it's so important for us, for our children and children's children, while we are still on this earth, to bring out merit and more merit and more merit. Ki mikol chet ha'odom nish'ar l'dayroit ma'at. Just as it was in the case of the Egel, Pokod Yitzka, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, very rarely do you have nothing that connects that descendant, his or her imperfection, to some of the imperfection of the ancestors. Mikol chet ha'odom nisha v'deres ma'at k'ma'amar, as the Torah says, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, to my Shavim, pokei avoin avois al. That doesn't mean for the children follow and do exactly all the evil of the parents, but if they can't be so perfect, then that imperfection comes along with the imperfection of the ancestor. It doesn't disqualify the person, except they can't be Shmuel
HaNavi.
Another example. Very good example. That ultimately, it had to be the Kahuna Gedolah was taken away from Rav Yosef,
the
descendants of Aaron, and it had to go over to Tzadok. Sorry?
Rabkin.
Yeah. So what did he go? That's the idea, the kind of idea. That was the idea. It wasn't only a punishment given over and told to him and then fulfilled when David's running from Absalom and it's clear that the Urim and Thummim aren't responding to Abiathar. Well, it was not only punishment because of that spiritual dross in the Bnei Eri. And thank you. Kimama Pukid Ahoyna Voysalva. Ubne Kara Hosam I Lossam Gedoilum Tehillim. You know, Bnei Kara are what we say, yes, sure, let's say, it's Bnei Kara. How much they've given to us, how much they've lived for us, how much they've taught, how is Bnei Kara? But the thing when you look across and he goes, Yerid Chayim Sha'olam. Therefore, he eliminated, not killed, Tilohim. We're going to come to another explanation that helps it. Tilohim. Like he never existed. Yerid Chayim Sha'olam. Go down into the abyss alive. Ba'az lo yirbana klum. That way, there's nothing of the spiritual matter of Korach remains this earth, remains with our people, remains with his descendants. Nothing. The Nishtana Allah Sidre Precious. Yes, according to the normal prophecy, there will be children who have something genetically right. There's a young man who passed through Rebbe and Yeshiva, now he was here just for 2-3 days learning in the morning. I took one look at him and I said, oh, he's such a rabbi's son. The exact same face. And then we met this young man, and his mamish looks exactly like his father, sure enough. So he is. Spiritually, there is that remnant and residue that comes along to the next generation, to the next generation, to the next generation. If you change the state of Bereshit, it's gone. Well, again, Nitzchel Kerah, that's how Kerah fell. That's his mistake. Shloi Allah al-Zayitah. He could not have a nif, couldn't conceive. So therefore, he figured, you know, if I'm having a Shmuel as a descendant, I'm good. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Korach passes away, some other human being might, then the dross of Korach's sin, which should preclude a Shmuel, will perpetuate. If Shmuel is going to be, it will then appear as if I am wrong. It must therefore be. Yes, there will be a descendant called Shmuel. It must occur. There be some kind of a unnatural break between Korach and Shmuel. Then Shmuel will indeed be with us in Zavus, in spite of Korach, and in no way, the only way to do that, for Korach to be taken, removed from this world, completely different way. L'chein, Sabar Sheh'emes Yitzhak, but because Korach sees that, well, you know, I'm going to pass away eventually, and even if I die now, as Moshe says I will, but I know Shmuel comes, which means I'm right. It's great merit to me. And then he says the fascinating thing, a remnant to this in the Messiah, in the fact that the words used are pokeg avos albanim, right? Now that's what Hashem does when there's something about just even a snapping of what the avos have. Moshe uses that kind of language. Ufkuda kol ha'odom hi pokeg. Now that which is visited upon man, as in pokeg avos albanim. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I hereby call for an exception to the rule of Pokeg Avon Avos. May it be, it must be, that there will not be any Pokeg Avon Avos Albanian for Korach and because if there would be, he couldn't have a little bit of a lump is here, in this sentence. But yet, Shemiz Azeb and Messerah, Shehevi Balaturim, which is why he says that's why the Balaturim brings it and why the Balaturim is so important. Balaturim's words are, just quote at the end of the Balaturim, Hashem is poked avon avos albanim, means that some of the punishment comes later. But no, Moshe demands. Elo ya'anshem miyad. They must be punished here and now. Nothing left for later. Because if there's anything of Korach left for later, I will be proven wrong. Because if anything of him remains, how come? Hashem is the Messiah, Shehidi Balaturim, Pudas Kol Ha'odom Yipokeg. Then why Hashem Shulchan? Moshe demands Shelo Yisheir Ha'Einish Lebonav. There's nothing left of punishment in your generation. The whole matter has to end now. Not like it is for other people. Kamashikosav Pokeid Avoyin Avoyis Albanim. I am Shem. That's what the Torah points out. Now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu says there can be no connection of the impropriety of this Torah and that is the smallest remnant later on. Because if it is, there couldn't be Shmuel. The Shmuel, then I'm proven wrong. L'chein nemar. Now he says, that's why it says, V'yogdu mitoch hakol. After Torah, Dustin Rabinim and all, they brought down into the Sheol, the Tilois, and the Tateyam, etc. Next part, the Pasuk Lamed Gimel says, V'yogdu hain b'chol ha-shalem, chayim shalem, chasim lem ha-res, earth cover them up. V'yogdu mitoch, it's more than that they passed away. They're not part of V'yogdu mitoch. That point is, they're no longer a factor, not in Klal Yisrael, not even in and amongst descendants who did Shuvah and then will be part of the Kohol. They're going to be Toich HaKohol, so that yes, those descendants will be great people, nothing, no attachment to that ancestor. By Yoyd, who's gone entirely. No spiritual matter or substance left. Pirish HaKohol Nishan Estalach Ma'olam Azeb Misa Yorshin V'Anod Mekayna. For good and for better. If someone has great merit, the children inherit this quality and deserve the Nisha Kaikai Bukhwala Kaul. The Kayak of that ancestor is still with us. We believe that there's such a thing. Even in the list of you know who Zayda was? You hear that not only in the Basamatrashim of the rabbis, you hear it in the yeshivas. Because they have great qualities. They have schudas and spiritual powers and forces are accessible generations later. Avohen, Shiyarbu Chayim, but they, Kerach, who went down, Chayim Sha'ilah, Nevdu, Hein, Umasehen, Mishwala. They did and accomplished good and right and wrong, good and bad, gone.
Does that mean the DNA of the first chapter?
Biologically? No. Spiritually? Absolutely. Because they no longer had a spiritual connection to their ancestor. Exactly. Now there's a fascinating Alshik. The Moshe Alshik asked an amazing question. He said, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say it's not been created and it should be created now? It's a mission in others. One of the things created in Yichud Benesh Moshe of the Night of Bereshit was Tihara. Who taught us that? Not much of a man. So what, right? The cute kasha, right? So, you know? He knows it exists. One of the answers is the Alshik. But the idea here is the power of the earth to swallow up good and nesh. The proof that Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Shemayim, Korach. Korach is saying, your Torah is yours, it's not heaven. The proof, ultimately, is you, Korach, you're not in heaven. And you're going to be taken from this world. And Moshe is asking for a departure. Oh yeah, there's an earth with a big pea and a big mouth and swallows people up. That is going to swallow up his soul. That by that means his nefesh doesn't return to the Elohim. That's what the words of Rav Moshe. And that explains what the Chacham is saying. The words of Rav Moshe Alshik. Hey, emes ki pi ha'aretz. How you nivra mibenesh Moshe? Of course it existed and Moshe knew that. Acha ye'efsha ki lo nivra b'koyach. Must speak with way, but to swallow up not just the goof nefesh. Umagam ata nefashos ruchniyos she'al shemayim kivaydom. The neshama of Terach came from shemayim. Ki me'ayim ulayim tuchal aretz with way nafsh ma'al swallow up a physical earth, stop the nefesh and swallow it up, and contain it and stop it from rising to shemayim. That's what Moshe said. What does earth do? Kim legufim, gufim chamriyim b'li nefesh. That's what earth can swallow. No, says Moshe, Nafshom, I want their souls to be swallowed up. Al kein amar v'imbriya, oy Hashem, v'mashka, patsusa ha'dom espia u'bolo, v'oifen shefagut v'nefesh, yorduch, nefesh, not return to its maker. And that's what Moshe asks for. That's the new Bria. Of course there's a Tiyahara. The new Bria is, but don't let that. He's denying the source of Torah from Shemayim. Don't let it go back. Let the earth open and the earth, the lowest earth, the belly and bowel of the earth, swallow him up and his soul. His soul is gone. That's why his children and children and children. That explains the mechanism. He asked the Chassam, how does this work? Via the argument. How does that work? That, you know, Moshe said, that split the connection, let there be no spiritual remnants of Korach in his descendants. Answer? That's what Moshe said. Belly of the earth swallow up the physical Korach. spiritual that they both be, and then there's no connection to children. And there's so much that we can hear and learn about tshuva and about Ma'aseh Tovim and about Torah and about Yiddishkeit, and hear and listen to the great voices that come from, yes, the descendants of Korach, biological children.
Ruach HaKodesh that he said, the Ruach HaKodesh that he had that Shmuel would come from him, it's just an excuse. He could have been Shmuel would have come from him in his position that he was. It was an excuse that he was jealous that he wanted to.
But no, Chazal trying to tell us that he couldn't.